it's interesting that this book was written before the Occupy movement, and so and you know, we get
so see it does it did have
there
an
you
effect.
Go and a huge effect. You talk about the market for novels and the publication situation here in the States, but also we have really in the last 30 years an explosion of MFA creative writing programs. I think in the book you call them the master of flatulent arts.
Yeah. Like
that. And yet you two are teaching in that, but then you've also written in the past about how generally they cover contemporary poetry up to about 1950. So what is the failure of these programs, and what do you do differently in your own work, and what do you think could be done differently to make these? I mean, if you had 10,000 poets a year coming into the system would look a lot different, it would seem to me, if poets are really doing their work. Having an effect on the culture, of pointing out the injustices and creating action.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting way to think about it. Like, what would that look like to have, like, a really poetry-centered culture? And there are those moments where, like, you know, during revolutionary times, where you have, like, the poets' revolutions. And the, I mean, I don't know really what the exact impact of those are. It's kind of an interesting question. But, I mean, the MFA, that question is, like, really... I keep thinking about it and writing about it so much. And, I mean, I think my lines around... I have several kind of, like... cliched kind of moments of thought around it at this point. One of which is there's something about the dismissal that writers have had of the MFA has made the MFA even more kind of like limited it in some way. And so I always think like there's a way in which like there's like the pedagogy of the workshop, which is endlessly critiqued by writers as limiting, as like, you know, kind of like creating a very narrow aesthetic and it gets very little investigation, even though there's a kind of general agreement that it's kind of not really that great of a pedagogy. And yet it remains very powerful and remains very, like, almost across the nation, everyone's doing the same thing in workshops, which is, like, the people in the class are bringing their work in, it's being read, and some kind of comments are made by the other people in the class and at some form. And there's a huge reluctance to kind of, or dismissal, or, like, why bother to think about anything else? Because writing can't be taught. In some way. But, I mean, there's a good chance that probably writing, like chess, can also, parts of it can be taught, and its traditions can be taught in some way. Whether or not the MFA is the best way to learn it, it's, you know, kind of open. I mean, one of the things that makes me sad about the MFA is that it seems to be replacing for so long the kind of alternative formations that were maintained through, like, reading groups and through, you know, meetings of poets and kind of schools that poets would have and reading series and journals and like all these things that were kind of lovingly maintained by poets for poetry and that were maintained outside of institutions, people are now paying and going into debt for large amounts to kind of like to be able to have that experience in some way. And that feels both sad in terms of like what it means to, you know, have a generation with a large amount of debt, which we're just beginning to reckon with, like what that's gonna mean.
Eclipsing credit card debt.
Yeah. Oh,
for sure.
Yeah.
Some caveats there is like, I mean, if you were I'm a product of the San Francisco scene and some of those alternative formations that, you know, that what you have, you know, sort of reading group culture and those sort of things. And particular kinds of sociality that come out of that, because we poets rely so much on each other for our audience and our readership, and so you need to make presses in order to find, you know, provide places for work to live. But you know, at the same time, if you're a 22-year-old poet living in, you know, somewhere where there's not this, you know, you don't have access to these sort of cities and
Petaluma or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, further away, then one could see the attraction of an MFA as sort of a place to find other writers, or like, and of course it's being marketed as such, right? Here, come and you can become a poet. But the other thing I wanted to add is, I mean, Juliana would know the numbers or have a better sense, but I mean, there is also over the last, I don't know, let's say 10, probably 20 years, a slow influx into the MFA program of writer teachers who we would consider more experimental, avant-garde, or whatever. It's not just, the dismissal isn't, like Juliana's suggesting, it has to do a lot with pedagogical forms, rather than like, oh, MFAs only teach certain thing because they only hire mainstream people, and if, you know, if they only hired us, quote unquote us, then it would change, and then now there are a lot of us in there, but which I do think does, it shows up. I mean, I'm a product of a MFA in fiction where I was clueless to these alternative forms, and I never thought about poetry as a place to go to explore some of the questions I was interested in, and I lucked out and met people through the MFA, and we know lots of poets who, you know, went to MFAs and studied with incredibly dynamic and experimental writers, and that definitely has an effect. But you also are now seeing a lot of writing coming out of MFA that seems to me to be, you know, have the same sort of the results of the same sort of problems, which is then you get a sort of academic formalism or a sort of, I don't know, watered down as sounds snobbish, but like a kind of more, you know, you can go and then you get taught the tricks, and maybe they're the tricks of an avant-garde rather than the tricks of the sort of like
mainstream
epiphany poem, even though that still is probably the dominant mode that comes out of MFA programs, and that isn't necessarily good for the art either. I mean, yeah. I still feel like, I mean, Juliana does this with her students, I think. I mean, I don't teach poetry, but, you know, like, you, part of what one wants to teach, you know, if you want to be a poet, you have to, like, go out in the world and meet people, and you don't want to say, like, go to the parties and get, you know, get drunk and sleep around and that's how you become a poet, or, like, you know, just start a magazine. But I mean, it really is a little bit of that, like, that I feel is somewhat a responsibility of the pedagogy too, which is like, how do you be in the world as opposed to like go into debt, get this degree, and then go out there and you will be a poet, right?